To my left is Judge Francie Reedman from Gretna, and to my right is Judge Larry Welch from Plattsmouth, another P word, excuse me. We're pleased to be able to use this nice facility. We thank the City of Kearney for allowing us to do that. It appears that you all were able to travel safely this morning, so that is good news. We have three cases on our call for this morning. The first one is State versus Miles, and you may approach. So yes, this one had an unusual posture, as I recall. Yes, this is the one. Sorry. I'm looking at yesterday's cases. So the appellant, the state filed the appeal, correct, but has dismissed their appeal, so we'll allow the cross-appellant to proceed first.
Okay.
You're welcome. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, sir. Yes, you may.
Good morning, Your Honors. My name is Mike Samuelson with Reynolds Park and Samuelson. This matter comes to you this morning following a traffic stop on Interstate 80 in Dual County, Nebraska. On March 4th, 2016. The specific issue before the court here this morning is it's the position of the appellee that the State Patrol unnecessarily prolonged a traffic stop in order to allow a canine drug detection dog on the scene. In this particular instance, law enforcement came into contact with Mr. Miles and the other occupant of the vehicle following Mr. Miles and the other occupant had stopped along the side of the road to, shall we say, relieve themselves, use the restroom, had their hazard lights on. That led to the subsequent contact with law enforcement. Law enforcement came upon them to see what was going on. They had their hazard lights on. Mr. Miles and the other occupant indicated that they had to stop to use the restroom. At that point in time, State Trooper said, well, gentlemen, that's not, that doesn't constitute an emergency for purposes of parking along the side of the road. And they asked Mr. Miles to come back to the patrol vehicle where the intention was going to be to write Mr. Miles a warning ticket.
So do you have any issue with that initial contact?
We don't, Your Honor. I believe it's actually indicated in the brief that I'm challenging the initial contact. Clearly they had their hazard lights on. The law enforcement officer saw that, came upon them to investigate and make sure everything was okay. Subsequent communication to the city said, hey guys, you can't park along the side of the road for purposes of using the bathroom. It may have seemed that if it was an emergency to you, but unfortunately, as far as they were concerned, the law enforcement officer didn't seem to believe that constituted a true emergency. Asked that he come back to the patrol cruiser for purposes so he could issue him a warning ticket for what they deemed to be improper parking on the interstate.
So you do not challenge the traffic stop?
Not the initial contact, no.
I know in your brief you said the initial community caretaking contact was okay, but I wasn't sure if you were saying the traffic stop was okay.
We're not challenging that initial stop. But after that, that's where things get.
So we smell marijuana on the person of Mr. Miles in the patrol car.
Correct.
And there's some discussion with Mr. Miles and some pretty vague answers.
Correct. And at that point, the officer said, you know, I can smell the odor of marijuana emanating from your person. I'm going to ask that you exit the patrol cruiser because I want to conduct a pat-down search. Mr. Miles complies, exits the patrol cruiser. At that point, shortly before the pat-down search is set to begin, Mr. Miles announces the fact that he has a concealed carry permit from the state of Georgia and informs the officer at that time that he, in fact, is carrying a concealed weapon. The officer then, at that point, retrieves the firearm from Mr. Miles and is subsequently returned to the vehicle. Communications or subsequent questioning ensues after that, and what I want to draw the court's attention to, because it sort of sets up everything sort of in chronological order, about 20 minutes into the cruiser video from the stop, you see one of the officers. to Mr. Schindler, asked for his information, sticks his head in the window. He doesn't smell marijuana on Mr. Schindler, who's seated in the vehicle. He doesn't smell it coming from the vehicle, and then returns to the cruiser. So the other officer shows up. He said, I've got it coming from Mr. Miles, who's seated in my cruiser. I don't smell it on Mr. Schindler. I don't have anything, you know, I don't smell it coming from the vehicle. And he says, I don't have anything linking marijuana to the vehicle. And at that point, they say, okay, let's bring in a canine. Let's grab, make a call, have a drug dog brought in. Well, what that does is that's 20 minutes into the video. And the reason that's important is all of these justifications that the state has provided for purposes of, here's why we believe that it was adequate for us to perform the search of the vehicle. All these additional reasons, beyond the drug dog, which arrives between 40 and 45 minutes after the stop, and I want to talk a little bit this morning, time permitting, on a couple of those. We talked about the fact that there was an odor of marijuana emanating from Mr. Miles. We understand that the law enforcement officer made that observation about 5 minutes into the stop. That led to the pat down and subsequent questioning.
And it's appropriate to question Mr. Miles about where are you going, where are you coming from, questions about the rental vehicle. Do you have any problem with those questions?
I don't, Your Honor, but as far as the timing of those questions in relation to his statement 20 minutes in, saying I don't have anything tying drugs to the vehicle, the justifications that the state has provided, for instance, making delayed and irregular responses to questioning, unable to be consistent in his description as far as his travel description, stated duration of the trip, and the fact that he made random conversations, including the fact that he thought the government, this was just some sort of a disguised attempt at a taking, the criminal history review, and the search of Miles, which would reveal the light on his pocket that had the word stoned on it. These are things that happened prior to the law enforcement officer's comments in the video 20 minutes in, where he says, I don't have anything linking marijuana or drugs to the vehicle. If these are justifications for purposes of what you believe is reasons for conducting the search, why are two officers saying, hey, we're not cops, search the vehicle, let's go get a canine? I don't know that it was,
we don't have cause to search the vehicle. And that's not what was said, was it?
I believe the exact
there's nothing linking the marijuana.
There's nothing linking marijuana to the vehicle, I believe. At that point, they said, well, let's bring in a canine. And part of the way in the state's brief, they said, well, the odor of marijuana emanating from the vehicle is sufficient emanating from a person is sufficient for purposes of conducting a search of the vehicle. The cases that they cite in support of that, those were all instances to where basically the smell was coming from the vehicle, for instance, smelling it on a driver who was seated in the vehicle. And in those instances, the court said, okay, that's sufficient. Here a couple of years ago, that case was actually before the Court of Appeals, I thought, the Court of Appeals, quite frankly, it was a well-reasoned decision.
Who wrote it?
I believe Your Honor,
may have
been on one of those, but basically that was State versus Dahlin, I believe, was the appellate decision. Now, that subsequently got reversed on the Supreme Court. However, the reason they got reversed was the Supreme Court said there was a credibility issue with the officer in that case, and the Court of Appeals said it's given the discrepancies between the what was in the initial police reports and what they testified to, that testimony should be disregarded as a matter of law in the absence of the officer's testimony that he knew that there were drugs in the vehicle. All we had was the odor of marijuana, and the odor of marijuana in and of itself was insufficient. State appealed. The Supreme Court said without examining the issue of whether the odor of marijuana in and of itself was adequate, said that an officer was not to be considered a party for purposes of the rule that if the testimony changes to meet the exigencies of the case, it's to be disregarded. The court said, well, assuming that they had the odor of marijuana from the person, and assuming that the officer's testimony was to be believed, that he knew that there were drugs in the vehicle prior to, those two things combined gave the officer probable cause for the search. And the court said, we decline at this point to examine whether or not the odor of marijuana emanating from a person in and of itself is probable cause for purposes of the stop.
So is it your position that in order to search the vehicle, they needed to have smelled marijuana coming from?
That's correct, Your Honor. Or there should have been some additional factors in the thing. Quite frankly, he was arrested for a concealed carry violation. That was 8 minutes in where that was discovered. The canine didn't show up until between 40 and 45 minutes into the stop.
But don't we have cases where the court allows a search of the vehicle without the smell of marijuana when, the driver is nervous, the responses are inconsistent, they're delayed, there's a discrepancy between the passenger's story and the driver's story? Can't we consider all of those types of things as a allow a search?
A totality of circumstances analysis? Yeah, and the courts do, but in this case, again, I would point to the video where it says, we can't search the vehicle. And this is 20 minutes in, the officer is making these comments and says, and the other officer said, let's bring in a drug dog.
So you're interpreting the statement, I don't have anything linking marijuana to the car, as being, we can't search the vehicle?
Yeah, that's right, your position. Okay. Correct. And I believe I'm out of time. I thank you, Your Honor, for
that. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. My name's Joel Jett. I'm the Duke County Attorney. So, thank you. I want to pick up on a few things that Mr. Samuelson had to say in regards to the odor in the vehicle and whether or not there were other things, because he hit some, but there were a lot of other things that were taking place during that time. The Trooper Senate had to assess a variety of things. Well, first let me come back. We're not arguing about the traffic stop. I think it's important because there was a reason to bring Mr. Miles back to the vehicle to give him a warning. So that's a factor that got him into the vehicle. So once you're in the vehicle, there is numerous cases that says it's okay to have a conversation with the people in the vehicle, say, hey, where are you going, what are you doing? During that period of time, which was pretty limited, it was about less than 13 minutes or so, during the time that he walks up and says, hey, what are you guys doing? You can't park here, come back in here. During that time, they had conversations in which Miles had delayed responses. He was unable to be consistent in his description of where he was going. The duration of the trip was short. The individuals, they also were using a rented vehicle on a one-way trip. The description of what their trip was, that varied in where either going to Portland or coming from Portland. We're going to buy a house in Georgia or Portland. And they also had this rental car on a one-way trip. When he's trying to talk to his friend about buying a house, he described his friend as a partner and they're going on a mission. That's not when, typically, if you're going to go look at a house across the country, you say, we're going to go on a mission with my partner to buy a house over the short period of time. That's a factor. Also, while he's sitting there, the officers are allowed to do a criminal history search. That came back and said that there were convictions for both the individuals for possession of marijuana.